Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland. You're watching Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Brian Knotts, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 4. Welcome, Mr. Knotts.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.
Please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
Yes, I'm a local small business owner and an IT consultant. I've lived in Multnomah County for 24 years and in Oregon for almost 30 years. I'm running for this office for several reasons. One is that in the 2020 election, the incumbent candidate ran unopposed. And I found that frankly unacceptable. I thought that we need to have a choice. So I vowed that I would, at the very least, be on the ballot to provide a choice for voters dissatisfied with the direction of our county government. As my candidacy has progressed, I have made an effort to be a serious candidate. And if elected, I hope to be a voice on the board for those who are tired of seeing our county mismanaged.
Thank you. What will be your policy priorities if elected, and why?
Okay, well, the top issue at the top of everyone's mind is the homelessness and addiction crisis. It's pretty much one and the same, although there are areas in which they don't necessarily overlap. But in response, we've been doing the same things over and over for the past 20 years, and the problem has only gotten worse. The voters were misled into approving Measure 110 due to out-of-state money funding a massive propaganda campaign. Thankfully, the legislature has backed away from that a little bit from total decriminalization. And they have recriminalized some of the hard drugs that were decriminalized in the measure. Now, we may need more modifications in the future, but I think it's a good thing that the legislature did what they did. I think it's also important to reinvest in county infrastructure, like our roads and bridges, which over the past 15 years have been allowed to deteriorate. And we have roads that are verging on being impassable in some parts of the county, which affects public safety response. And we're not going to be able to do this relying only on the gas tax. We're going to have to invest some. We're going to make capital investments in maintaining and rebuilding some of our county infrastructure.
Thank you. Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what changes would you support?
Well, I think, in my opinion, it's sad that I feel that the chair had to be shamed into revisiting the sobering center issue. It should have never been closed. But overall, we need an entirely different approach that involves mental health professionals, drug addiction experts, law enforcement, and a fair-minded, responsible judiciary to address the whole situation. We need, I think, new facilities that are, we don't really have anything quite like it that I'm aware of in Oregon, but there are other states that are doing things like Rhode Island. They have a system called CODAC. It's CODAC. And it's a range of services and facilities, but they seem to be fairly effective and well run. And I think we can learn from that. And I want to look at what some of the other states that are having a better outcome are doing and learn from that and follow up by doing similar things here in Multnomah County.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Brian Knotts, who's running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 4. Our next question, what role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Supply is currently restricted by regulation and bureaucracy in Oregon and Multnomah County in particular. It can take over a year to get a building permit just for simple repairs on a house. So as I see it, we need several things to happen. The permitting system must be streamlined, and we need to make sure that the people managing the process are not ideologically opposed to the job they're supposed to be doing, and that they really are working toward increasing the supply of housing. We need to reevaluate the contract with the city of Gresham that the county has for managing the permitting system, because if it's taking a year to get a permit, something is wrong. So we need to either get the city to improve its level of service, or we need to bring that in-house into the county and staff it with county employees and do it ourselves. We need to evaluate all county ordinances and regulations and alter or abolish unnecessary obstacles to housing development. And we need to adjust the urban growth boundary where it makes sense without losing high productivity farmland, of course. But if we're going to have people moving into the county, if the county is going to grow in population, people have to live somewhere. And for some people, it makes sense to live in, you know, high density housing, but that's not for everyone. So we have to have different types of housing for different people, and we're going to need a place to put it. And we may need the legislature to make some changes to our statewide land use system where necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Knotts. We are out of time, and therefore this concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Brian Knotts, running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 4. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning on May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest and attention.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.